Altogether, the two platoons from Easy and Fox Company took 18 casualties from that artillery bombardment, none killed. Winters set up strong points to cover the place where the road crossed the dike. Captain Nixon came up. "How's everything going?" he asked. For the first time since the action began, Winters sat down. "Give me a drink of water," he said. As he reached for Nixon's canteen, he noticed that his hand was shaking. He was exhausted. So was Christensen. He couldn't understand it until he counted up. He realized that he had fired a total of 57 clips of M1 ammunition, 456 rounds. That night, while trying to stay awake on outpost duty and trying to calm down after being so keyed up, Christensen pissed 36 times. With 35 men, a platoon of Easy Company had routed two German companies of about 300 men. American casualties, including those from Fox Company, were 1 dead, 22 wounded. German casualties were 50 killed, 11 captured, about 100 wounded. Later, Winters realized that he and his men had been very, very lucky. In an analysis, he said the main reason for success was the poor quality of German leadership. The Germans had let the first squad get away with sitting in the field waiting for reinforcements. They had bunched up in one big mass, inexcusable in Winter's view. They had allowed two machine guns to pin them down while the three columns of Easy ran 200 yards across the field in a bayonet charge. They had reacted much too slowly when Winters fired on them from the road. They failed to put together an organized base of fire when the shooting started. Easy, by contrast, did almost everything right. Winters called this the highlight of all E Company actions for the entire war, even better than D-Day, because it demonstrated Easy's overall superiority in every phase of infantry tactics: patrol, defense, attack under a base of fire, withdrawal, and above all, superior marksmanship with rifles, machine gun, and mortar fire. More can be said. For example, the physical fitness of the Easy men was a sine qua non. They put out more energy than a heavyweight boxer in a 15-round title match. Way more. They put out more energy than a man would playing 60 minutes in three consecutive football games. Also notable was the company's communication system, with radio messages, runners, and hand signals being used effectively. The leapfrog advances and retreats put into play the training they had undergone at Tekoa and were carried out in textbook fashion.